Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited. We have a new guest speaker on today who is actually a longtime listener as well, right? So Marlena Johnson is here today to talk about 24 karat gold magical money manifestations. So this is going to be so much fun. And today we're going to talk about, you know, learning the truth about manifesting wealth with ease, and how your family played a role in what's manifesting now in your life, and the benefits of reprogramming your subconscious mind. And it is your birthright to be financially free, and Marlena is going to show you how. So we are taking live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And we are going to be doing a 24-karat gold guided process that Marlena will guide us through in a little bit. So for those of you who don't know Marlena, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. You can read up on, you know, on the live page or on the email for sure. But like I said, Marlena has been with us from very beginning, I think, since, you know, since I started this telesummit as a listener, as somebody who's called in, somebody who's bought packages, you know, she's been engaged. And so I'm so glad that she reached out to me when she said that she was creating this package. And you know, after she could come on the show, I was like, okay, sure, why not? It took a little while just to get our schedules working together, but I'm so glad that she's with us today. So, you know, she's known as Magical Marlena. So, you know, that says it all. And when she waves her 24-karat gold magic money wand and says, 1, 2, 3, manifest it, money and miracles really do begin manifesting. And she's the real deal. You'll see that. You'll hear that in our conversation today. She's self-taught, internationally known, a master manifester, an abundant life coach, a motivational speaker, light worker, intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant angel channel. And Magical Marlena has assisted over 12,000 people worldwide, and she meets them on the level that they're at and elevates them at the speed that they are ready to experience. And so the goal is to empower them to easily manifest their heart's desires and thrive, living a life of infinite possibilities. So Marlena is here today to share her wisdom, her teachings, her energy processes with all of us. And she was given the golden key that unlocked her magic money manifestations from Source. And she now teaches others what she's learned using an array of energetic processes given to her by Source. And she has manifested free cars, a new home, thriving businesses, free gifts, jackpots, miracle money, just to name a few. And many of her clients have experienced the magical results as well. And so she's been called the Prosperity Princess. And yes, she does wear a golden crown. So we're so excited that she's here with us today. And I have to tell you, I worked with Marlena a couple of weeks ago, right? And after our conversation, and, you know, she did some healing work and so on, just the next day, you know, we were looking at apartments and, you know, we found one and it was exactly what we wanted. It was like, honestly, it really was magical, and it happened so easily, and it's like, wow, this was so easy. So, you know, did Marlena have anything to do with that? Well, you know what? I'll let you decide. But for us, I mean, I'm just so happy. I was just telling Marlena right now that I'm so excited. I can hardly wait till September 1st to move into our new apartment. It was like, yay. So I'm so excited that she's here with us to share with all of you. So just open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields, be open to receiving, and join me in welcoming Marlena to the show. Marlena, welcome.
Woo! I am just so excited today. Thank you so much for allowing me into this beautiful space. And I've already begun running energy through the call line here. So people are going to start relaxing and calming down and opening up to receive the 24-karat gold frequency. I can already feel it right here, right now, where the energy gets so strong on me, I am unable to, move or I'll fall down. That's how strong it is, okay? Mm-hmm. So people on the call may experience, you know, all kinds of different things and just let it happen. Okay, so I suggest that everybody, like you said, sit down somewhere safe.
Absolutely. Yeah, because of the high energies that are running through the call, you definitely don't want to be, you know, driving per se, especially when Marlena is going to be doing the process. And so for those of you who are stationary, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And like I said, we'll try and get to as many as we can. Can't guarantee all of them because there's a lot already. And as you can hear, my throat is not all that great. So I'm going to let Marlena do most of the talking today because I have no idea what's going on with my throat. So Marlena, because this is the first time that you're on our show, can you just tell our guests and share a little bit about your journey and how, let's say, how you became called to be Magical Marlena, and where did this all start? Like, how did you start to become such a manifester, you know, a master manifester and so on? So can you just share a little bit of your journey?
Sure. Well, as a lot of people have, you know, their childhoods have a lot to do with what is going on right now in their lives. And when I was a child, the household was kind of, you know, chaotic and broken household, a lot of abuse and screaming, yelling, that kind of stuff. And then when I was a young kid, I think around 11, I had to become the mother in the house and take care of the siblings that were there. And I knew that somehow I had to create money, okay? So I began to use my creativity then at 11 and create some crafts, and I would sell them door to door. We would do singing at doors Christmas time to get things for, you know, Christmas gifts. And that was where it really began, where I became an entrepreneur at a kid, you know, young age as a kid. And then, like, a lot of depression hit me and sadness. So I took up poetry to keep me level-headed, I guess. And that turned into music. So I'm a songwriter now. And during that, like, time, I would lock myself in my room. And, you know, the darkness just loomed all in the whole house. So I'm sure it was full with entities. And then I cried out to God, and I kept saying, you know, something has to change, you know, because I really don't want to be here. But I was scared to die at the same time. So I was trying to sleep one night, and I was tossing and turning and talking to the angels and God at that time and saying, please help me. And it went on for a few hours, and I was just about to get up, and I heard a light switch on an Echo. It almost sounded like someone put a microphone to the light switch. And I looked up, and there was, like, a light that was coming on me, and then stars started falling on me. Mm-hmm. And as I kept looking up, and all of a sudden a form started taking place, and it was a, you know, person in a white, like, robe, and huge. Their head was through the ceiling, and their arms were coming towards me. In my mind, I said, don't touch me. I was thinking I'm dying, you know. And this angel form just, like, put their arms over my head and sprinkled down some golden stars and dust. And I just laid back down, and I closed my eyes, and I heard the light switch go, you know, click off. And I, you know, I looked, and I said, oh, it's all dark in here again. And I just fell asleep, and I woke up in the morning. And it was like I had this positive attitude like I never had in my life. And I knew things that were going to happen. I started speaking things, and it started manifesting. So I noticed also if anyone was negative, I would basically change their way they're talking immediately, or mm-hmm. tell them to shut up, because I couldn't stand negative people around me suddenly. And it was like such a like an inner gift inside of me just started to come. And then I realized as I was, you know, growing older, like, this was a gift, because people were coming to me and they're like, do you know about this? Did you hear what he did to me? And I'm like, who's he? Is there a note on my head? So I realized I was being used, you know, in different ways. And people in the hospital when I worked there they would, you know, be sick with a stroke, and I would turn around and say, you're going home. And they're like, no, I can't even walk. I can't go home like this. I said, you'll be fine. 2 days later, I'd get called into the room, and they'd be moving their legs. And they're like, wow. Look at me. I said, see? But, you know, things have happened. Like, people have had skin cancer, and I'll say, what cancer? And it totally dissolves. Then there's people with money problems that will come to me, and I'm able to help them and assist them to shift out all that negative chatter and the belief systems and family patterns rather quickly if they are willing to participate. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They have to be willing to participate and just allow it to happen, okay? So that's basically my background in this. I, you know, was cried out, and this is what happened in my life. It totally changed. And I no longer worry about money at all. I just know it's coming in.
That's beautiful. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, you know, you mentioned a few different things during, you know, your intro part. But, you know, part of that has to do with our family structure, our family dynamics, right? How we were raised and what kind of beliefs we picked up then. So, how big of a, I already know this answer, how big of a part does your family play in what you're manifesting now?
Wow. This is another thing. On my dad's side is royalty. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that has a part of it, okay, in what I'm able to do, because I clicked into that family, you know what I mean? That side, that energy, that DNA code.
Right.
Yeah. And the other code was up, down, up, down, up, down. Okay. It's like a seesaw. For a while, that's how my life was. Okay. And I kept working on it, saying, no, this ain't where I'm going to be, you know. But I never had like a problem with receiving what I needed. It may take a little bit, you know what I mean? Because you need to shift out a lot of the fear, you know, and the negative belief system. So that's why I tuned into different healers, and they helped me a lot. And telesummits like this one helped me a lot. I bought packages because I was determined to change what was still, you know, in my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been driving down the street, and I'd hit the radio on, and it would say, like, you know, come to this car dealer right now. And, you know, I'd go to the car dealer, and they'd say, what car do you want? And you could drive it. You could drive it for a year for free with free gas. I mean, these are things that just suddenly appear. They happen. So I learned when you are relaxed, things just start coming. So if you're all tensed and stressed out, you're stopping the flow, okay? So my first thing is to relax everybody, you know, and get into the joy, okay? Because you need to be in the right frequency, the right vibration in order to manifest something. I've had people, you know, manifest, they find $5 on the ground, okay? Or they'll go somewhere and get a free coffee. So a free coffee is also money, because you saved money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So even a little thing like that is your beginning, you know. So it's where you're at, what you allow. Some people are so frozen that, you know, you'd have to dip them in, you know, something to wake them up.
And it's also about acknowledging it. Acknowledging, you know, even that $5 or that cup of coffee, whatever it happens to be, acknowledging that you're receiving it and that it's a gift from the universe or, you know, somewhere.
That and be grateful, because I've had other people, you know, and, you know, they'll get $5 and they complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is that all? You know, see, that's the wrong attitude. So then the universe goes, well, forget sending anything else to that. You know, they don't want that. They don't want that energy. You know, and most people are trying to kick it out, get rid of it. instead of allowing it to show up and say, thank you for appearing.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can, you know, say goodbye to it.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. It makes a big difference. And, you know, that's acknowledging even when those feelings of lack come up, when, you know, when that thought comes up of, oh, it's only $5, like seeing that and acknowledging it and saying, okay, I see it. Thank you for showing up in my life. And then switching that energy from the lack and scarcity to the gratitude, being grateful for that $5 showing up, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And that completely changes the energy. Sorry, go ahead.
Definitely does. It's amazing how an attitude of gratitude changes everything in your whole life. And I tell people, make a little list every day, right? And add on to it. I am grateful for that I'm alive, you know? You're not stuck. You know, no one puts super glue on your feet. You know, you're never stuck because that's not the way we are. We're constantly in motion. So, and so is money. Money is flowing in and out constantly. There's no shortage of it. There's no shortage of miracles. So that's why these people are on this call today. I sent out my angels to go grab them and bring them here. The ones that are ready. And I do it days before. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've heard, you know, testimonies that people are like, well, I was working in my yard and it was almost like I was called into the house to get on this summit. I've never been on this summit. So,
right.
Yeah, that's the angels going to say, get in here now.
It's time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about reprogramming. I mean, we do that. I mean, I do that, you know, the reprogramming, clearing old beliefs and things like that. So what are the benefits of that when it comes to manifesting this 24-karat gold life?
Well, the thing is, with our subconscious programming, okay, it comes from our family, DNA, ancestral lineage. It also comes from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the collective consciousness, TV, all kinds of things, you know, we picked it up along the way. So it gets embedded, like money is hard to get, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest ones a lot of people have. I have to work hard. I never get anywhere, you know. They complain about their job that they do have. So then they lose that job because the universe turns around and goes, well, we gave you that. You didn't like it. So we'll give it to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you're in that, you're back down in that struggle mode again, you know, and we got to start over again. So with those belief systems, a lot of people are, this is also another thing with clearing, okay? Everybody's into this, clear it. After a while, I was doing that myself, and I felt like that is also a negative energy. To me,
mm-hmm. yeah.
because all I was doing is clearing this, clearing that. Someone else had a problem. I'm clearing it. You know, I'm like, this is crazy. So I got to the point where I said, stop the clearing and override it. I started making this package a couple of years back, and it was given to me to just go under it, over it, around it, silence it. And I'm able to do that. Okay. So that's one of my big gifts right there. I pay no mind to that thing that's sitting there. I
mm-hmm.
see it. I acknowledge it. And I just jump over it. It's almost like you see a rock on the road, you know, that's pretty big. And it's in your way. And you can just stand there and look at it and wait for someone else to move it. Or you can jump over it. And that's what I chose to do. So those subconscious beliefs like money is hard to get, things like that, I can override that with the person with ease. So they're not stuck,
right?
You know, and the entities that are attached to, you know, some of those beliefs, you know, those things are going too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay near me. They can't tolerate my energy.
Nice. So let's just take a moment to talk about birthright, to be financially free. I mean, of course, I've heard, you know, I've said even myself, it's your divine birthright to be abundant, to be prosperous. But you're talking about to be financially free. So can you talk a little bit about that and show us how we can do that?
Yes. Well, first of all, we have source, right?
Yeah.
God or the big cheese in the sky, whatever, who totally gave us, open realm here, dominion over everything. We are abundant. If you look around outside, there's no shortage of anything. Made sure there's enough for everybody, okay? There's no need to be in competition. And it's just the belief systems that are holding people back, you know? So we should tap in to Source and ask Source, you know, what is your, you know, plan for me, for my life? And you listen and you'll hear my plan is for you to prosper and be in health. Okay. So I learned myself. All right. It's abundant here. There's no shortage. So why am I struggling? Why am I worrying? What am I afraid of? Right? And once I got rid of that, then my life started to go up the ladder. Okay? And that's what I want to do for each person. I want to take them out into the universe with me on a journey and shut off all that chatter, all those lies, and show them how easy this is, that it is your birthright to be free, financially free, whatever that means for them, because each person is different. Some people only want to, you know, have a nice house, right? Other people want to be a millionaire. So it's, I meet you at your level and I say, okay, are you really ready? Okay, because once you say, yes, I'm ready, then you and I are taking a journey. You're no longer alone in this process, right? And that's where we're going today. We're going into it right now. We're already into the vortex of it, and it's opening up. Wow.
So do you want to do the guided process now?
Well, if you feel that's good, we're ready to go.
Yeah, so we can either do the guided process now, we can take some questions, and then do the guided process. Totally up to you.
Let's see. What do I get from Source here? Yeah, let's do the process first so everybody can get into the right mindset and energy.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Okay, so everybody just sink in to a comfortable position and just close your eyes and just breathe nice and slow in and nice and slow out a few times to relax your being. And what we're going to do today is totally guided by Source. And the angels are already showing up here. Yes, and we're going to do the 24-karat gold grounding process for all these people on the call today and those on the replay. Wow, yes. I'm already sinking into it. So the way this works is we are grounded into Mother Earth. And what I see right now is soil all around our feet. And I am seeing two angels come in. One has a golden shovel. And the other one has a bucket. And the one with the shovel is beginning to dig up all the dirt around our feet, making a nice round hole, taking all the old soil from the past and even from today, removing everything contrary to 24-karat gold frequency. Wow. I can already feel it on my feet. And you can see the hole, and you can look down into the earth right now. and they are drilling a hole down very, very, very deep, deep into Mother Earth. And as I look down, I can actually now see the molten lava, the gold. It's liquid gold down there. And we have never tapped into this before. But right now, we're going to all tap into this new energy vibration. And I can see a gold, 24 karat gold bar forming. And on it, it says 24 karat gold. And there are holes in it, just like plug outlets. And at the bottom of our feet, there are two chakras in the center. I am opening up the doors now on everybody's feet on this call. And pulling out the golden plugs. And now we are going to be plugging into the 24 karat gold. And everybody's getting plugged in right now. Hundreds and hundreds of people right now are being plugged into this frequency. And I see the angel stirring up the gold liquid all around our feet. And we're rising up to the top now. Wow, it's getting stronger. And now the other angel is grabbing the bucket and dipping it into the liquid gold and beginning to throw it on each and every one of us. So we are saturated in it right now in liquid gold. The liquid gold frequencies are being thrown at us and over us. Just bathing us in this right now. And I'm going to run some energy right now in the infinity symbol around our feet as we're plugged in. And it's beginning to run around our feet. And the gold energy is swirling around people's bodies right now. And clearing off all negative energies and entities, attachments. They're all just leaving right now. Everything unlike this 24 karat gold frequency vibration is leaving everyone now. It is going up the legs. People are going to feel either tingles or heat or chills vibrating. As this is working, and over our head is source energy coming down, and angels are floating over the top of us as this process is taking place, and more angels are coming in. I could see hundreds of them showing up right now. They're beginning to wake people up, tapping them on the shoulder, saying, pay attention. There's people's knees being worked on right now. So they now feel supported and grounded. Earth energy is coming up to meet with the gold energy. Fully supported, fully grounded. The light's going through your legs. It's touching the root chakra right now. It's opening up the root chakra, turning it back on to the right vibration. It's swirling and swirling around the legs and knees and hips and thighs right now, doing its magic. Clearing out a lot of junk there, a lot of stuck energy. Ooh. And then it's going into the stomach area of everybody on the call right now, clearing out all that density, darkness, A lot of attachments are leaving. Entities are leaving. Fear is leaving. Guilt and shame is leaving. Fear of not enough is leaving. Ooh. Digestive systems are clearing out. Sacral chakras opening up and turning on. There it goes. Opening up wider and wider, more, and even more, and even more. You can feel the vibration vibrating very strong right now. As it's doing its work, let it continue doing its work. It's okay. Wow. There it goes. It's going up higher, up the torso, opening up all the chakras right now, realigning them. Really working on the heart chakras right now. You can feel it in your back right now. Your whole body should be vibrating. Whole bodies are vibrating right now with this beautiful energy of source. Up in the shoulders, the arms, loosening up a lot of junk, letting it go, dropping it down into the earth. Just letting it go, letting it go. Opening up the throat chakra right now, clearing out all the junk. There you go, opening up that throat chakra right now, clearing out all the fear, all the worry. Going up the back of the neck, realigning the neck, the spine. Clearing out the ears from all the junk you heard and you picked up. Just going to take that out right now, all those lies. Resetting the brain. Centering it now. Opening up the eyes right now, the physical eyes, so you can see the truth for yourself suddenly. Opening up the third eye right now. And the crown. And we're going even higher than that right now. We're going up into the higher chakras right now. Straightening them all out. Clearing all the tears, all the rips, all the damages. Smoothing them out. They are now like halos. Going up and up and up and up and higher, right into source. And we're going to plug right into source right now, into his hands. Plugging into his hands right now. There's a lot of energy swirling around people right now, so wow, let that continue right now. And we're going to open up your energy fields all around you right now, wider and wider. Especially those that have been closed up. And all tense. Releasing that now and opening you up wider and wider to receive, to allow, to accept. And this energy is going to continue for 21 to 30 days on each person, depending on what they need. And now I'm instructed to take out my 24-karat gold magic wands. This is one of them. I have several. This is the one I'm instructed to use. It lights up. And as I hit this wand, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, manifest it. So whatever your heart's desire is right now, pick that one thing and feel as if you have it already. Get the feeling of, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Begin to say that. I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 1, 2, 3, manifest it. And let's see what testimonials come in this week. From those that are open to receive right now, begin to receive it right now. It is on its way to you. Take it. It's yours. And I'm still going to vibrate here through this. So, wow. Oh, and we're going to seal up this right now. And that'll be our new set point. Wow. How are you feeling?
Hello, I'm back. Thank you. That was lovely. And it's like, I love gold energy. You know, I mean, like I'm definitely a gold person, so I love it. And it was just so gentle yet powerful. And I definitely felt the vibrations going through my body. You know, I was feeling the chills. I was feeling my heart space. You know, when you first started working on it, it's like I felt my heart expanding and just being open to receiving even more, you know, so.
Yeah, and it's still working. It's still working on you. I could see it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Because what happens, like, okay, we'll just go with the heart space. When there's stuff in the heart, okay, everything basically people will be like, oh, that negative emotion got stuck, you know, in your neck or whatever. But where it goes is in your heart. Your heart is emotion. It's your lifeline. So it's either happy or sad, alive or not, right? And your heart beats or it doesn't, right? So in your heart space, what I see in people's hearts is, besides heart walls and stuff, is where all grief is, all sadness, fear, all that stuff, loneliness. And when I go in there, I'm bringing, you know, light like never before. And what happens is all of a sudden, all the gray matter goes over to one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I begin to like scrape it right out, pull it out, remove it out, and fill the rest of the heart with light. And then it's open fully. And then the energy just goes out in rays. Instead of going straight forward and backward out, I see it go out. Like it almost goes out like, wow, across the whole universe. It's just amazing how heart spaces open up.
Beautiful. Thank you. So should we ask some of the callers what they're experiencing?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone line first, and we are going to take some questions from the Q&A as well.
Ooh.
So the, you know, all Marlena needs is basically your name and what you need help with. We don't need a big, long story. So just, you know, as concise as possible, because we have a lot of people on the line. Okay, so let's go to phone number ending in 1042.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Rochelle.
Oh. Oh, Rochelle. My sister's name was Rochelle. And she's in heaven right now, watching me. Oh, so how can I help you today?
Hello, what happened to her? Yeah, we lost her. Maybe she'll call back.
Okay.
I wasn't even paying attention to her. Oh yeah, I remember her phone number. Okay, but and when she calls back, we'll try and get her back.
Okay.
All right.
We'll run energy. Yeah, it's the energy. But we'll run energy through her right now.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475.
Hi, it's Caroline.
Hello.
Hi, beautiful. wow, what a process. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Marina. Thank you, Alara. My name is Caroline, and right before the call, I found this quote that said, "Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen." And it was one of those, I'm not going to call in, I'm not going to call in, and then I called in, and I'm here. So, yeah, that's great.
And you see, before the call, you had confusion. And now all I can hear is joy just bursting out of you.
Exactly.
So how was your emotional state before getting on this call today?
I gotta say I'm pretty good at getting my emotional state up, but I'm always questioning is this the time, or is it going to happen, or should I listen because I'll just be disappointed because nothing will happen. Even though I live an extraordinary life and I have extraordinary gifts, I would so love to actually manifest money. And that's
okay.
Why I'm here. I have dreams. I have source has guided me through a few directions, and I have my own desires for why I need money and desires for that as well. So I would love to actually manifest money.
Okay,
and what I saw, Marlenia, at the very end is the hands opened up and it poured gold coins into my being.
Mm-hmm.
That melted into gold in my so go ahead. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Stay on the call till the end, okay? For a reason. But right now, let me see. Yeah, you have like a couple of beliefs there that need to be cleared. Okay. There's nothing stopping you except you. And if that makes sense, it should. The block is basically coming from your mom, something she believed and you picked it up, and it just, you know, it's like a confusion that's there in the way as well. So the other thing is the words need, want, desire. Those three things, those three words right there are actually negative energy. Okay. And every time you say them, it adds on to negative energy that's going out from you. So you're like a radio station broadcasting. I want. Okay. And so it's not manifesting. So we need to turn that off. Okay. And that energy, of desire, okay? You already have it inside of you, okay? So you don't need to desire it. You need to have it. You need to believe it, that you already have it. And I know that your mind's like, but I can't see it. And then you go back to the want thing. That's a typical. So when we run the energy around you, it starts to work on that, and it shows me. It jumps up and says, hey, here I am. This is the problem. So we're just going to run some energy around you to open that up so you can see it, understand it, accept it, and clear out your crown chakra, because there's a lot of stuck energy up there, okay? And then when you're ready to fully engage in your next step, Source is telling me to, have a session with me so we can clear that, because that's easy. And probably after you lay down tonight, the angels will go do what I call spiritual surgery to clear all that stuff that's been stopping you from taking the next step, because you had some disappointment energy there too, where you expected, you know, something to just jump into your life. And it's trying to jump at you, but it can't get there because of the belief system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And them golden coins are a gift. So some people see rainbows, golden coins, see? I think the leprechauns are here. Always.
They're definitely in my energy, yes.
Yeah. So that's going to, you know, keep working on you. out and put you back in your body. Because you're out looking around in the world, where is it, where is it, when's it coming kind of energy. So during the session, we need to put you back in your body and reconnect you to the right vibration to manifest those things that you desire. So thank you for your call.
Thank you for your gifts and your life, Marlenia and Alara. I want to purchase a package for somebody on the line today that can't afford it, because I already have an appointment with Marlenia tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Session with her tomorrow. I listened, the universe brought me to her last week when she was on a different show.
Mm-hmm.
and I bought the package. So I would like to give someone else. It makes me cry. I would like to give someone else this package today.
Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you, Caroline.
You're
so sweet. Thank you.
I will talk to you tomorrow, Marlenia. Thank you so much. I gotta say to everyone on the line, just open up. She has a major, beautiful gift. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Blessings. So
thank
what
you,
does
Caroline.
What does she do? She writes to you and then you can tell her. Okay.
Yeah, she'll send me an email and we'll get it sorted out. So sweet. Thank you, Caroline.
That's the beginning of the blessings for people when they are givers, you know. So, you know, Source will tell us which person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's good that she already has a session booked with you for tomorrow. Yay!
Yes, yes. I've got a list over here of people.
Oh, good. That makes me happy. Good. Yay. All right, so we're going to go back to phone number ending in 1042 because they were able to get back on, so we'll try and get them.
There's Rochelle.
Yeah, Rochelle. Hello.
What happened?
You're back with us?
I hope so.
It doesn't look like. Yes? Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead and talk.
Oh. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Still kind of chunky, but.
Yeah,
chunky.
Not sure how long you're going to last.
We shall see.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
During that process. Absolutely felt.
I think, Rochelle, you're going to have to type it in because we can't get it. It's too choppy, okay?
Can you hear me okay?
No. You keep going in and out.
I got, like, during the process, her feet chakras were really vibrating.
Yes. Can you hear me okay now?
So how are you feeling now?
It's kind of choppy,
Rochelle. So stay on the call, and if you're able to type in, then Alara can read it out for everybody. But you know, I'm sensing the energy is still swirling around you, and mm-hmm. it's working right now between your heart chakra, your thyroids, and up into your head. So that's going to continue.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And thank you, Rochelle.
Bless you for being the first one on the call. It doesn't surprise me that the name is Rochelle, and that's my sister who recently passed away. Her name. Okay. And every day she shows up in my life somehow.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah,
well,
just
thank you very much.
She's like backing me up, you know, and everything.
Absolutely.
I do. So you have blessings
for me.
Coming. You have blessings coming. You have the same name as her. I'm getting chills right now.
Thank you, Rochelle. If you can just write in your question on the Q&A, just make sure you say, you know, your name, Rochelle, so that I know, okay? Good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Wow. That was interesting. Okay. So we're going to go to phone number Okay, maybe, yeah, we'll go to one more phone number and then we'll go to the Q&A. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 7828. Hello.
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
How was that post really for you?
It was really good. Really good. I could feel the energy swirling around me. I was really, really relaxed. It was a good place to be.
And you're still in it. So, oh, wow. What would you like to manifest?
Boy, a number of things, but for me as well, it is finances. I would like to really try to get my finances in order.
Okay, so what is stopping you? Fear?
I feel like, and I think it's a belief that's kind of stopping me because I've had a lot of disappointments in that area, and I feel like I've kind of lost my faith, and I think I've developed a belief system that says it's not going to work out, it's not going to work out. Everything is just hard. Everything is like pushing a boulder up the hill. Everything is just hard. And I don't want to believe that way, but I can kind of feel that it's just there.
Okay, so are you ready to stop pushing the boulder?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So let's just settle into the energy of 24 karat gold right now. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you, as your eyes are closed, I want you to look upward with them closed. And I want you to say in your mind, joy, several times. And keep going up higher as you're doing it. Just be like, joy, joy, joy. Gratitude, 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 love, love, love. I love myself. I fully love myself. I have an awesome life. And everything that doesn't line up with that. Are you ready to let that go now?
Yes.
Okay, let's just get rid of it. It's not the truth. It's not yours. And we're giving it away. Let the angels take it. And wherever you pick that up from, we're deleting that energy right now. And we're clearing your mind, clearing your heart. And we're putting in the light of truth. Source energy. You have all you need inside of you. Don't look outside for your joy anymore. Mm-hmm. You get disappointed when you put your trust in people, places, and things. When it's all right inside of you. So jump inside your heart space and sit inside your little golden chair. That's where spirit lives. There's peace, there's joy, there's money, there's everything, everything you'll need right inside there. Grab a hold of that energy right now and hang on to it. How would it feel to manifest today $100? That would feel good. Act right now like you got $100 that just came to your door. And smile and say in your mind, thank you, I've got it. Thank you, I've got it. Thank you, I've got it. And cheer yourself on. This is your new set point right now. We're locking it in place. And 1, 2, 3, manifest it. And don't be afraid to invest in your life anymore. When you take a step forward, The universe is there to meet you. And I'm so glad you were on this call. Your life will never be the same. And you can dry those tears now. I'm looking forward to working with you.
That was awesome. Really, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And you are greatly loved.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, you are greatly loved.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you.
You needed to hear it.
Wow.
You're talking to spirit right now.
Mm.
We want to hear your testimonial.
Oh, gosh. I'm lightheaded right now. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Stay sitting down while the energy's working. I told everybody just sit down. Because I feel drunk right now because it's not me. It's spirit that takes over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't move. I just stay here with my eyes closed during the whole call.
Well, thank you for your sharing your gift with me today. Thank you so much. Thanks, Alara.
Thank you, Shirley. Good. All right, so we're going to take a question from the Q&A. Oh, wow. Okay. So I have lots of people. Lots of questions. All right, so we're going to go to, we have Angelia in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
And she's asking, may I ask Marlena, are all the toxins completely cleared from my body? When and how to allow abundance and loving energy, relationships with money effortlessly, with magic and miracles to happen in my life now? I'm assuming you understand the gist of that.
Yes. Now, let me see. With the toxins, we should be doing it at least once a week, where we go into either the bathtub or a bucket with our feet in it, with Epsom salt in it and sea salt. Okay. And that helps to suck the toxins out real quick, even if you had chemo. Okay. It works. So I suggest doing that. Keep doing that anyway because of our food and everything in the air, you know. But it's like 90%, you know, clear for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's ready, the universe is ready. I see angels jumping up and down. Like, we're ready to, you know, wow, just meet her at the right vibration. The vibration that she's at right now is about a 7 energy because of this call. It was a 2. It's up to about a 7 now. And that should start, you know, opening up the energy field to manifest more things. It meets each person at the level they're at. So $5 for one person, somebody else a free car, free house, you know, whatever happens, it's a vibrational match. So that should help that person.
Okay, good. So Angelia, let us know how that resonates with you.
Oof.
And what you experienced during the process and what you're experiencing during the call. So now I have a question from Yvonne, and she says, can you sense how I can best manifest financial abundance consistently to ensure financial security for the remainder of my life, not only for the basic necessities, but extras like traveling to visit my children, grandchildren, or even being able to pay for all of us to go on a vacation?
Okay. Jump inside your heart space and ask when you're sitting in there on your little golden chair, you have a little golden throne chair in there, and that's where your peace is. It's not outside, it's not wanting, it's not looking, you know, trying to travel and this and that, because then you're in struggle energy and nervous energy and worrying constantly. So jump inside your heart space, and I'm going to ask you, what is your passion? What do you love to do? What do you love to do that you can share with the world to create a second income? And that's going to take that person a little while to figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
I see lights going flashing at their heart. Because once you jump into your passion, what you love to do, you'll thrive. It could be art. It could be, you know, cooking. It could be, you know, cleaning houses or whatever. Everybody's different. Some people like painting. So you can paint, you know, for people. You can redecorate. Do what I'm doing. Do what you're doing. You know, I love what I do and I do what I love. Because when you don't like what you're doing, you don't have that energy going. So if you like pets, go pet sitting. Whatever that is. Ooh. That's how you manifest. Extra money to go do those things with ease.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Avon, let us know how that was for you.
I feel somebody, I don't know who you are, you have a letter D in your name on the call, you're like, me, me, me. Their energy has been calling out for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
There's a couple of D's on the Q&A. There's a couple of D's on the Q&A. And on the phone, I can't always tell what their names are, so not sure.
Right, I sense they're coming from the Q&A, and they've been yelling out, me, me, me. So, oh,
okay.
Boy. So just pick one, because that will be the one.
All right, so let's pick a D name. Let me find the D. There's a few. All right, so what about Deb? Deb,
okay.
She says, I would love to know what you are able to help me with. I have done so much manifestation and energy work. My finances are always on the brink of getting better, but then it gets worse. I have even worked on healing my childhood. Now our home is in jeopardy. So difficult to manifest when fear sets in.
Yes.
And she said that during the process she was feeling weak, or during or after the process she was feeling weak.
Yeah, because what happens now is, wow, all them entities that have been dragging her down, they're in her house, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dragging the family down. And what happens with that is they get drained, the person. So after, you know, 1 or 2 days of totally resting, relaxing, your body will get re-energized, okay? Because you were drained to begin with from all the stress and the worrying and the fighting of it, anxiety, restlessness. So take immediate action, okay? Take immediate action. That's a message for that person, okay? Do not sit there letting that bill get higher and higher, okay? You decide. If you want to keep that place or you want to step into a newer, higher vibration, the choice is yours. Everybody makes their own choices. Now, here's the thing. My uncle came to my house one day. He's 85. And he had a roommate that ruined his car, whatever, left it in the driveway. So thankfully, he had a second car. And the place kept calling, we're coming to take it. And he was getting anxiety, right? They're going to take my car, ruin my credit, call in letters, all that stuff. So he didn't call, you know. So he was living in that fear-based thing, you know, what am I do? What do I do? Oh, my goodness. Nothing was happening because his energy was closed with fear and everything. So one night when he laid down, he heard the voice say, who cares? And he sat up. He said, what was that? So he came to my house, and he knew I was having an issue with my home. And I said, here's another letter, you know. And he stood up and he said, who cares? And in my mind, I said, I do, you know. And he said, that's what you say out loud. Every time that voice comes at you to give you that anxiety, he said, you know, it's entities. And so he stood up in his house and said, who cares? And it stopped all the anxiety. It stopped everything. And he kept calling them after that. Come and get it. Right? And they usually will come. They would not show up because he let go of it. And he didn't care whether it, you know, stayed or left. And then he actually opened his gate one day, unlocked it, called the guy, said, will you please come now and get this vehicle? I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. So see, that's what he did. He relaxed into it. And he said, who cares? And that way, all your anxiety leaves. And you're detached from the outcome. And I know that will help this person. And that's the one who was yelling out.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. So, Deb, let us know how that was for you. So, we're going to take one more question from the Q&A. So, this is Rochelle. She wrote in on the Q&A.
Okay.
And so she says, I feel I have blockages from beliefs I was raised with and taught by my parents and would love assistance in clearing this. I'm currently dealing with a legal issue regarding custody of my daughter that I have been handling without representation due to lack of finances. Grateful for any assistance.
Yes. Wow. Just running energy through that situation right now. Mm-hmm. Been there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I'm going to clear the daughter of all the trauma of it too. And Source will be your lawyer and the judge. And I'm sending in extra angels to surround her now. Mm-hmm. And she will actually come out ahead in that case. So you can cheer yourself on right about now. Yeah, that energy is just going to open up new ideas for her to work on something different to create a second income coming in for her. And there we go. Wow. That's a strong energy.
Yeah. And so Caroline just wrote in and said she would like to gift Rochelle with package C.
Oh, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can take care of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. I will take care of that.
Awesome. See how it works? Oh, I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills.
Well, I do have Rochelle's email address, so we'll get that all taken care of.
Awesome.
Thank you, Caroline. Yay. So, yeah, Rochelle, I'm sure you're going to want to write back in.
How much are they loved, you know, Alara? How much?
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea, and I'm trying not to cry, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Woo. Yeah, thank you, Caroline.
There's somebody right now that something about a fan.
A fan, like F-A-N?
Like a fan. Wow, and I'm just running energy around them. I don't know if they need a fan or something, money or something, but that energy is going out to replace it or restore it. It might be in their car. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Source knows. I just get the words. I say them.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's just take a few moments to talk about the special offers, the packages that we have for the listeners today.
Awesome.
So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Marlene13. I'm just going to open that up. So there are three packages, package A, B, and C. So Marlene, you want to talk about B?
Yeah, and then do we have a free MP3 for them? I wasn't sure, but I thought
for everybody on the call or everybody who has
the package? Yeah, everybody on the call. Do they get that or?
It should be in the happiness kit.
Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure that everybody got gifted that. Let's see. Yeah, so in this package that I put together, a lot of it is subliminal messages, so I want everybody to understand that. You don't really need to participate in a lot of these, except for the few that are guided, okay, because they do their magical work while you're sleeping, doing dishes, walking around the house, whatever. I made it that way because people have to be able to get up and move around, you know, not sitting down all the time. So in package A, track is prepare to prosper. We're setting the stage where we'll be clearing the way to receiving an ever-increasing flow of 24-karat gold money manifestations. So all you need to do is sit back, relax, and just absorb it all in, okay? It doesn't matter if you can hear it or not. And that one there prepares people to prosper. The second item is divine eraser, where I come in and use my 24-karat gold magic eraser during this process, which magically erases all the old residue, patterns, beliefs with ease. Then I am doing a 24-karat gold abundance wash process, which will have you feeling squeaky clean. You can sit back and receive that one as well. The third one, the third track, comes in now and brings in the truth to replace all that we just erased, okay? The fountain of truth. It's 24-karat gold infusion of empowering the truth, which is your new magical manifestation reality. You can sit back, absorb the gold. That one I use at night when I'm sleeping. I play it on a loop. So the truth keeps coming in my mind every single night. And that's awesome. Then we have the 24-karat gold manifesting grid. This is my most powerful process in this package. It's a guided meditation where we journey deeper and deeper into 24-karat gold power. You will be fully engaged, charged up, energized, and plugged in to your 24-karat gold manifesting grid. That's where we all need to be plugged into every day. Okay, item 5, this is kind of fun. No one ever done this before, but I was guided to do it. It's awesome. It's 24-karat gold magic money shower. Receive, receive, receive. During this process, you will experience blasts of high vibrational showers, wave after wave after wave of beautiful infusions of magic bliss. So what I do here is I fill up my bathtub, okay? And I run the 24-karat gold magic money shower frequency. I can do it every day now in my shower myself. But for those just beginning this, you can either fill up your bathtub or you can put your feet in a bucket and do it with me. Bring a bar of soap then and a magical washcloth. So for this process, it's so cool. I love it. And item 6 is 24-karat gold permanent prosperity. This process sets permanent prosperity in place. During this journey, you will align with infinite, ever-increasing financial upgrades. So you will constantly be being lifted up higher and higher on the ladder of success, as we'll call it. Item 7 is one of my bonus tracks that I added in. It's called 1, 2, 3, Manifest It. I will be using my 24 karat gold magic wand so you can stand up in your power. There's endless possibilities now, and let the magic begin. So what I'll be doing with that is you will want to be present for that one, where you will choose that time what you want to manifest. And I will join you in that and use my magic wand, and we're going to see it manifest. So that's package A. And in package B, this one goes right along with package A after we do all those processes. So then we're coming in with to smash the glass ceiling. That is where you have, you can't get any higher, basically. You feel like you're stuck. So we're coming in and doing a guided process together where we are just going to smash that ceiling and remove that set point. And then we're going into the second track where we break the inner mirror. The inner mirror is what is mirroring out to the world, and that's what we're receiving back into our lives. So if you are mirroring out, I hate money, money's hard to get, that's what's coming into your life. That's what manifests, okay? And we're going to remove that inner mirror there. We're just going to smash it to pieces, okay? And three, a lot of people will love this one. It's a mantra. It's short. It's for luxury and prestige lifestyle for people. That one I listen to probably every couple of days myself. Keep me going. Track four is for the winner circle and freebies, where people that like to, go to bingo or scratch off tickets, they'll like to play that one every day to get their energy vibration into the winner circle with me. And the freebies are just going to start showing up for everybody on this call, okay? I've seen it too many times when I do the process. People get free food, free money, free this, free that. I hear all the stories. Some people got a free car. Some people got a free house. So just be open to receive. And this is
Marlene.
Yeah.
So somebody already got something free on this call. They got the package from Caroline,
yeah.
Michelle.
See what I mean? It's a freebie. I'm telling you, it happened. And a lot of free joy came today to people. It's a free gift. And then track five, everybody wants to jump into this one. 24 karat gold bank account. Hello. So I take you on a guided journey where we will go in to our 24 karat gold bank account and manifest it. So that you can do every day if you'd like, you know, until you get it straight. And then, you know, I told you today that I have thrown in track six, which is a bonus for buying a package today. I am gifting everybody with a 24 karat gold magic carpet ride. I love this one. It's a guided meditation where I roll out my magic carpet and I swoop you onto it and we take a journey, and it's so awesome. And talk about gold nuggets. That's going to happen in the magic carpet ride. So that's basically the package for today. Wow. And package C, of course, with the 30-minute session. Somebody already received that today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. That was a free, awesome gift.
Absolutely. So all of these are available at awakenedtohappinessnow.com/Marlene13. And so I just wanted to tell, Rochelle, she wrote back and she's in tears, you know, and she said, please thank Caroline for me. I'm so grateful to her and to both of you. So thank you, angels.
Yeah, see, it's so wild. I'm sitting here like, okay, her name is Rochelle. She's the first caller. She gets knocked off the line. You see the entities? You see? They didn't want her to have that joy and that free gift, but it's too bad. You see, they get out of the way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And
exactly.
They will make a way. You know, the universe will make a way for everyone to reach where they're supposed to be. All right? That's the truth.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's coming. It's coming to people.
Beautiful. All right. So you want to go back to the phone line and
Sure. Take
some more questions from people?
Sure. We can do that. We have time.
We do have time. Yeah,
we're actually
doing,
doing
okay.
Well. We're doing well on time.
All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 1374. 1374.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, who is this?
It's Andrew Jean. Thank you, lady, for the wonderful call. Really enjoying it and buzzing.
Good.
Thank you. Yes, I'm ready for a big move so that I have my, I live in my home base with my own furniture and things. And I do need a new vehicle to do this, and it requires money. So my request is for financial assistance to come to me now.
Okay, so what are you doing to take steps to bring money in? Have you done something different?
I'm just working on manifestation. I had a business before, and I like to go back to where I was, where I'm from, because there are more people there that are more interested in the work that I was doing before than where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been helping for a friend, and I'm looking forward to a move soon. But my things that I require, most of them are in the storage locker where I'm wanting to move to. So I need to be with different people.
Yeah, so they're already there.
Pardon?
Your stuff is already at the other space.
Yeah, it's at the other
storage locker. All you have to move now is yourself.
Yeah, in the vehicle that... My vehicle is pretty iffy, so it's a half-day minimum drive to where I want to go to.
Okay.
It's another part of the country.
It's okay. Let's see. So you have a couple choices to make.
Okay.
One, get the car fixed. Two, trade it in.
I think that's the better of the two.
Okay, so remove the confusion, the fear, the worry. You're not stuck.
Okay.
There's nothing sticking you where you are. You're not glue.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting the word, just do it.
Oh, okay.
Very simple. Yeah.
What I'm wondering about is, where is the money going to come in that I can do it? Hello?
I'm running energy through you.
Well, thank you.
To open that up so the clarity will come.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel
and the confusion will leave. And something about baking.
Baking? Well,
yes.
I love to bake.
There you go. See? People are hungry.
People love my baking.
There you go. How much you charging?
I don't know. I've been asked to make pies and things for special occasions, but
yeah. How about some restaurants?
Okay.
How about your friends and family and neighbors?
Yeah, I can see that happening once I'm in my new location.
Start now.
Okay.
Stop procrastination.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your second income right there. There you go.
Baking, not baking, but baking.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
You are so welcome, and we would like some samples.
Wonderful. Thank you. Good bacon.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
I never know what's coming out, right? They're like, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, one thing that I'm liking that you're doing, Marlene, is asking people to get into that mindset of, you know, there has to be a channel for that money to flow in, right? There has to be a way for that money to flow in if they're asking for money.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and worry all day and night. You got to take action. Now, you can grab your dictionary and look up the word insanity.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
So if you go to work every day, 5 days a week, doing the same job, getting the same income, right? And it's just paying the bills because the job is just over broke. And most people I know will stay in the job, right, which is a good thing, just because their bills are paid. But they don't have extra, okay? So the next step is to say, okay, what can I do to bring in a second income right from home, right? Now, I always knew you got to eat, right? You can live anywhere. You can live with somebody, right, or something like that, but you got to eat, right? So I'm like, all right, in order to eat, what do I got to do? So I became an entrepreneur as a child, all right, knowing that I need to feed people, all right? I didn't so much care about myself eating as much as I cared about taking care of them at that point. Now I'm like, me first, because I need to be well so I can, you know, assist everybody else. If I'm not happy, I can't help anybody else. If I'm not prosperous, I can't do what I'm doing. So the energy that's flowing today is going to start to work on everybody so you can get your creative energy flowing, your mind on something better than on the problem. It's an illusion, that problem. And the entities want to stick people there, and they want to say things to people that are so negative constantly. So when they start that negative chatter, stick your hand up in the air and say, stop. All right? Because you know it's not you. All right? Source is speaking from our heart. The other things are speaking in our ears. Source is positive, that's negative. So when you have a negative emotion, fear, grief, worry, anger, whatever it is, the entities come in, okay? So they attach to people or their homes, and then it starts to wreak havoc. And that's why we come here, do like a telesummit here, to lift people's vibration back up and out of that and bring them back into alignment where they can receive. And they realize, wow, I'm back to me. So this 24 karat gold energy is touching everyone on this call, including me and you.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Creativity, ideas are coming for everyone. And that lying thing that keeps saying, you know, don't do that. Don't invest in yourself. You know, don't take another chance. Don't buy a package. You know, you might get help. You know, that's the stupid entities. They don't want us unstuck. They don't want us to move up. They don't want to get out of our life, you know, because they've been there so long. And I'm like, get out. That's why when I took a chance and I said, I'm going to keep, you know, going forward. Right. And I went and I would do other things, sell my music and stuff, MP3s. And I got enough money to buy packages that I wanted, that my heart was saying, that one, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't stop. I didn't say, where's it coming from? I said, I'm going to get it. I'm desperate. You know, I was desperate at that time, desperate enough to do whatever it took to get it done. And that's what I'm sending to everybody on this call. As we saw already, somebody got gifted. So why won't the universe gift everybody on this call right now?
Beautiful. I like that. So let's go to the Q&A and take a question from there. So I have a question from Odile in France. And she says, I would like to have enough clients in my healing practice.
Okay, so we're gonna Whew, open up some energy over there in France. There's some stuck energy around her, which is disbelief. It's self-sabotage and like confidence in your work. So we're going to send some confidence over there and some joy. Yeah. And that one would benefit greatly from a session. Totally. Yeah. There's some entities in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whew. Wow.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dio. And Rochelle, I will send you information after the call is done, okay, for the package. So afterwards.
Definitely.
Right now I'm focusing on the call as much as I can. All right, so let's go back to the phone line. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0340.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear?
Yes, we can.
Hi, this is Rosemary. Hi, Marlene. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Rosemary. I have a question for Marlene. Marlena?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there are entities around me. It seems to me that there's a lot of interference. There's a lot of old beliefs and, you know, poisonous words and thought forms and systems I'm trying to get rid of from the ancestors and all. But do you see anyone around me that's...
There's a grandmother.
Father's side?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Is there a contract involved?
Two.
Two contracts?
Yeah.
And that's to what? Go ahead.
Yeah, don't worry about it right now. Stop trying to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that's giving you, you know, low-grade vibration energy. Because worry's kicking in, you know, and you're trying to kick it out and get rid of it, and you're bringing it more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, focus.
So, yeah, there's actually something I read, and it said, resist the devil and he will flee. So it's not giving him any energy, any thought, okay? And we can take care of that in a session. I don't like doing that on the line because then anybody in a low-grade vibration, the entities, you know, I don't want them mm-hmm. on those people.
Okay.
So we're just going to, what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to tie them up.
Okay.
Okay, so they cannot do anything. They're stuck there. They don't like me. I tie them up.
Way to go. Is this a malicious type of blockage or just someone's belief system? Or just like, you know, they want me to do things different?
No, it goes back a long way in the line of the bloodline.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can get a package C today,
mm-hmm.
of course you're going to get the whole entire package, which will benefit you greatly. But package C will, you know, help a lot. And then when you come on, just remind me about that we just spoke
mm-hmm.
about. Yeah. But continue doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever that is.
Just clearing, trying to release all the, you know, false belief systems. And, you know, I think this one's a lot of hard luck and trouble, really grim people.
Yeah, don't worry about people. Don't look outside yourself, honey. Look inside. What's inside you that's great? And the entities don't want you to do it. Guess what? You hear the song, I'm coming out, all right? I want the world to know, all right? That's your song. That's your mantra.
Is this like about deserving? They don't believe I deserve it, and they just, you know, they're spoiled.
It's family stuff. It's a lot. Don't even worry about what it is right now. And don't try to clear it anymore. I want you to focus on your goal. Okay? Your goal to make income. Your priority. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the information.
You are welcome. Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Stop. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you both. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Whew. Yeah, when we do an entity call sometime, then we'll be in that vibration. But right now, I don't want anybody who's in a low vibration to attract them things. I bind them. I tie them up.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So I have a question on the Q&A from, oh, goodness, I hope I say your name right, Naoko? Naoko in Los Angeles. And she is saying, I have to move out from my current place soon, but due to lack of funds, I cannot rent a new home. My room has a new occupant, so I cannot expand my stay. I appreciate if Marlena can help me manifest money at least more than $5,000 without obligations, and I can rent a nice, clean, and beautiful furnished home in a nice area shortly.
Yeah, the energy is running around that person right now and clearing up the throat chakra. A lot of negative talking. They're saying to stop negative talking and start saying thank you. Okay? That's the beginning of this shift. The gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, the expectation energy coming down from source. And do this process again that we did on this call. Get back plugged in. Because this person got plugged in, jumped back out.
All right, so go ahead and do that process again. Naoko? Yeah, perfect. Good. And so let me just take another question from a Q&A, Marina. And she's asking... so the great energy, how do I bring this 24 karat gold to my first chakra? I hold a lot of fear there and resistance to trust the divine. I want to trust again. Thank you.
Well, we're going to your heart chakra, where there's fear, loneliness, has to do with your childhood, deep regrets. Disappointment. We're just clearing some of that out. It's a lot of dark energy right there. I'm going to pull that junk out, actually. There's too much in there. And then we're going to shine the light back in because it's like a deep hole. Putting back the light. The joy, the frequency of joy running through that person right now, sending angels in to remove the entities out of the way and bring back the trust, the belief, the hope, removing despair. And that person needs to get outside in nature. And I sense I don't know if they have a dog, but they need to be around pets. And that'll start helping them to get around pets and nature. Get out and start living. Yeah. I'm going to just keep that frequency running all night on them.
Mm-hmm. Good. Wow. And then totally different type of question from Alexandra, and she's asking, is it possible to manifest better hearing, especially in my left ear?
Yes. What is it you don't want to hear? We'll go to the right side of their brain right now. Reconnect that into the ear and begin to open that up. And I sense something about a very loud sound, maybe as an infant or something, or they bang their head, you know, one of those kind of things. And it was a loud sound. It's like a clanging cymbal. And it's just blocked up the ear canal there. And I see fingers going inside the ear doing some spiritual surgery. And they can let us know how they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Wow, yeah.
Okay.
It's 444. Activate. Mm. That's the angel number.
It is.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Right.
So we're just going to take a few more quick calls and let's see. Wow. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to phone number ending in 9741. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. Thank you for choosing me. This is Rita. How are you?
Good. Hi, Rita.
Great. Yeah, my question is, I really would like some early, I want to retire early. And can you clear me of what is stopping me from doing that? I worked hard all my life. I just want to retire early.
Well, I'd have to clear you. I'd have to clear you of you. bring that joy into you. So, yeah, you just have a fear, you know, a fear of the future instead of living in the now moment, okay? You're living in the future, so you're bringing yourself fear and worry and anxiety. So can you jump back into your heart space with me?
Okay.
In this moment right now?
Yes.
Okay. And take a deep breath. And do it again. And let's create right now the ability to believe that the future is already taken care of. So stop worrying. And when the timing's right, Source will let you know when to retire. When you retire, you're going to have an income from retirement. But in the meantime, step out and use your passion. You can create a second income anytime you want. And whatever is stopping you, can we clear that now?
Yes.
Okay. It's being cleared right now, giving you clarity, direction, guidance. I'm going to send an abundance wave. Whoop. You turn on your wipers in your car to clear the rain. We're turning on the wipers to clear your brain.
Thank you.
That was something that just came to me. I'm like, going to use that on everybody now.
I like it.
It rhymes. We won't forget it. And I know next time you get in your car and it starts to rain, you're going to laugh because
Yeah.
Come on. And then a song is going to play. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. And see, I'm vulnerable. I'm up here singing, okay, on the summit. Oh. And people stayed on the line, so bless you. But you let us
Thank
know.
Thank you.
How
I
you're
see
doing.
Clearly now already.
Yeah. Watch. You can see that all is well. Perfect timing. And you should grab yourself a package today, because it's going to help you to manifest that lifestyle of your dreams.
Okay.
Wow. I'm getting the chills again. That's an acknowledgement right there. I just know. When I get like the vibrations through me, that's an acknowledgement to me.
Yeah.
Okay. But thank you so much for your
thank
call.
Thank you so much.
And your
that
joy.
Thank you for clearing me. Okay, well, God bless you.
Thank you.
And we love your singing, Madeline.
Thank God it's in tune.
People wouldn't like my singing. I'm not in tune. I don't even know what that means. Beautiful. Okay.
Well, you know, when you sing in the tune at least of the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
if it's off, then everybody's ear cringes, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just spontaneous combustion.
Yay.
So I don't know what's coming out.
Always fun.
It just shows up. I can't wait to like show up here again on one of these calls. Oh, so if we can, you know, we can take probably one more, right? I think we
yeah.
got.
Yeah.
I'm on your golden timing today.
Mm. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 4062.
Hello.
It's
Beverly. Hi.
Hi, Beverly. How is beautiful Halifax? Nova Scotia. I love Nova Scotia, by the way. Love it.
It's an awesome place. Lots of beaches. Nice people.
Tell Mahone Bay I said hello.
Okay.
We're on our way. We're on our way over, Beverly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, awesome. So thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm in a new area, and I'm trying to sell my home in another province, so that I can buy a home in this province. And I have a career in healthcare, but I also am trying to grow my business in holistic empowerment coaching. So I feel like I'm trying to manifest right now to sell my home so that I can start roots and buy a new home here, and looking to connect with more of my ideal clients to coach, and just wondering what blocks there are right now that I need to clear.
Okay, well, the first thing that we clear is your attachment to that old property and the property attachment to you. Okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. So let me call in Michael to start to detach that cord and remove all the energy that you left there and bring it back into you. And you just send back all the energy and the memories and all that, and any attachment that you have to that place, just send it back to the home. And we'll send angels over to that property, and they can sell it for you. So that's the first step.
Thank you.
And let's see, I sense package B for you.
Okay.
Would do you an awesome wonder. And don't give up.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me know, like, how it's going with the property. As you heard, Alara, it was 24 hours, if
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beverly.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Woo.
Yeah.
And what I want to do, Alara, for all of us on this call right now,
mm-hmm.
is just run another round of energy through this whole entire audience and the people on the replay to energize us all, rejuvenate us all.
Absolutely.
Open us up to receiving more and more of freedom, financial freedom. Just run that energy right now.
Okay.
24 karat gold. Liquid gold. Wow. So you won't be tired and you won't have any of those side effects. You'll be totally rejuvenated right now. Wow. And the people will get the right packages. Guided by source. Wow. That's a lot of energy. Yay. Oh, amazing. Can you feel that? Because I'm feeling it. It's like radiating.
Mm-hmm. I'm just basking in it.
Me too. I'm like, wow. Hope nobody, you know, knocks on the door and says, answer it, because I can't get up. And there's people stuck in their chairs like, oh, I'm sleeping. Yeah. Wake up and manifest from your heart.
Exactly.
Wow.
You're right. It's never too late, you know?
No. And I, you know, how people are like, oh, you know, 2 years I had this great job, blah, blah, and it fell through and I can't manifest and I'm stuck. Well, that was the old energy. And we just shifted, you know, we just shifted into the next realm. So when I step in now on these summits, I was being used to get people out of that. They're like right in between, you know, and it's like, wow. And I feel so like humbled that I was chosen to step in now and do this work.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. And I'm, you know, every day I'm creating, you know, something different, something new. I'm never sitting down. Like, you know, I keep going.
Yeah, it's about that, you know, being in that creation mode, but also being connected to spirit, you know, doing the work, your own inner work at the same time. It's not just doing, but it's, you know, raising your vibration and being connected to source and doing at the same time, right? Inspired action.
Yeah. Yep, and inspired action. Like, I get up at 4 a.m., right?
Yeah.
And I've been up ever since. It's about, you know, 13 hours. And you were up almost that long. And it's like,
I was up before that. Remember, I'm 6 hours ahead of you. I was up way before that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I was on doing some work here and sending out invitations and making packages, believe it or not. And I saw when you came on, and it's like, wow. But, you know, the connection that everyone is connected to source,
mm-hmm.
all right? So the people that are on this call, their vibration went, if it was at a 2, it went up to 5. Some people's went up to 7. Some people mm-hmm. are at 8 right now, you know? And there's there's one person on the call that finally got it. You know, they're fully embraced right now. See, I get all these messages. I can see you. I can see the people. I can hear their crying. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, let's just do it. Let's just see what we can manifest together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we manifested somebody, you know, manifested somebody gifting a package to somebody.
Yeah.
They were crying out. And Source loves to bless people. So be a blessing, you know. If you have something that you can share with somebody else, be a blessing. Use it. You know? It's
exactly.
Amazing. Oh.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's been an awesome call. And I'm going to just, like, set this energy in so it's locked in place on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be your new set point for today. Wow, there you go. Oh, there's even some pets that are receiving it right now.
Yay.
The dogs are wagging their tails. The cats are, like, you know, climbing up on the owner's leg. They can write in any time and tell you about it.
That is so awesome. Because, you know, even like, pets love the energy, you know. Pets love energy, so it's great.
Yeah, when it's good energy, the pets will be right there. When it's not, your dog will bark and growl, and the cat will act up. So that's when you know, okay, because they're nature. And the other day, let me share this. This is so cool. On my birthday, I never do this. I get up, and I don't know why I went to my center front door. And I looked out, and there's two doves, a male and a female, walking up my walkway, pecking away. And they came right to the front door, right against it. And they're pecking, and I'm tweeting at them, making a sound like they do. And they coo, you know. And I was like, how cool is this? So I went out the side door, and I'm watching them. And they were sent to my house as a message, you know. So I'm like, all right. And I said, all right, they'll, you know, do what they're doing. And I went out to the store, and I was gone for hours. I came back. They're in my driveway waiting for me. So I was like, this is a message for my birthday.
Yeah, you know? No kidding.
It was so awesome. And I know your husband just had his birthday. So
yeah, Saturday.
Celebrate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is my birthday present, being on this summit. So thank you.
Thank you. So I have a comment from Caroline about the process. You know, she was saying, during the energy process, my full body was wobbly and tingly, and I would see colors pierce through my energy. It felt like I was in a dream, almost like a falling asleep sensation, but fully alive in so much light. She says, I honor you, Marlena, for being you and true to who you are, and I look forward to our session. Blessings to you and all on the line now and on the replay. So much love, Caroline.
Oh, blessings to rainbows.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Caroline.
Rainbows. Yeah. Rainbows keep showing up on all these calls. See, she got one of them.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Somebody got the nuggets of gold. See what I mean? It all is 24 karat gold energy. And yes, I do have Irish in me, so I assume this is coming from that end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a side of royalty, because that runs on my dad's side, the royalty blessing. So, oh, wow. I think from all the summits I've ever been on, I don't know, but we took the most calls that I've ever heard on your show.
Really? Wow.
I believe.
And of course, we didn't get to everybody, so I apologize for that. But we'll have to just have you come back on again, Marlena.
Definitely. I'm ready.
I'll let you know when I have some free time.
Awesome.
We'll squeeze you in again this season, you know?
Yeah, awesome. And then just invite everybody who is going to jump into Package C when you send them that link, okay? Mm-hmm. Make sure that, you know, the people that are buying Package C, make sure that you click on the right Package C thing to set up your session. Because there's three there for different summits, and yours has its own name, Awaken to Happiness.
Yeah.
So make sure that you click on that, buyers, so we know exactly that you came from today, because I have a special blessing for everyone who buys a package, whether it's A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to be activating the magical wishing star, okay? And even for the person that is gifting the person with the free package seat. It's going to be activated remotely. And it's like a magnetic field that goes out. If you stand up in a room anywhere and put your arms out and your feet a little bit, you are a star. Okay. So everybody stay grounded in the 24 karat gold energy. If you start to come out, get right back on the replay and get back in. Stay in the vortex. Stay in the joy. Stay in the life. And I love this call. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, Marlena. No, this was so much fun. I really enjoyed it, too. And I wanted to thank all the callers who called in, all the callers who submitted questions on the Q&A. Thank you so much for asking, for what you are looking for what you are desiring, for what you are willing to have now. So thank you. And I'm, like I said, I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. Next time. So until next time, you know, like, go ahead, take a look at the package. Again, like I said, it's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Marlene13. So there's package A, B, and C. Take your pick, whichever one resonates with you. And if you'd like to work one-on-one with Marlene, it is definitely package C, and you won't be sorry, you know. So definitely take a look at that a little bit more, and you've seen what kind of work Marlena can do in during this call, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes per person. But when she's with you one-on-one, it's heavy duty, right? So definitely take a look at that. So until next time, everyone, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always, okay? Bye for now. Have a great evening.
Bye.